T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Article posted on ESPN ranking some hockey hotbeds around the entire country, and they listed Buffalo as kind of one on the decline, saying some youth rates are not as high as they used to be, there's less kids getting involved in hockey. I'm wondering what you've seen, you know, as somebody who's actually down in there with that. Is that something you've noticed? Is there things Buffalo can work on getting kids involved?
Absolutely. In the area, I started coaching back in 2011 out in East Aurora at the outdoor rink, so it's been a blast out there. There has been a little bit of a decline with some of the kids, but this program, the Western New York High School Club Hockey Program, and others like it have grown interest for the younger kids, and these kids doing as well as they are in our area kind of promote that for the younger kids. I know the Buffalo Sabres have started a program of Let's Play Hockey for the little guys, and they have hundreds of kids coming out to the local rinks and starting hockey. So you're going to see hockey growing and growing. And rinks like the Healthy Zone rink out in East Aurora, a couple other ones, those are places that these kids love to play hockey out in the elements, and it's encouraging to see the numbers are going to be growing.
It's a tough sport for a kid to get into. I mean, the equipment involved, the ice time, things like that. I mean, it's one that you have to push kids to, maybe get out there.
It's definitely a pricey sport. It's probably the most pricey sport. Some of the parents, they frown on that. But I know the Buffalo Sabres trying to make it as best as they can, like that Play It Again hockey. They actually give the kids full equipment and sticks, and they're all like these 4 and 5 year old kids. And there's ways of getting that stuff out to them by, fundraising and other simple things and stuff like that. Does take a lot of dedication from these boys, especially when they're older. They're on the ice 5 to 6 days a week. But they find the love of the sport, and they find the team camaraderie, and they grow.
I do actually see it declining a little bit, whether it's just lack of kids, lack of interest, whatever it may be. We got to find ways to just get more players involved into the game, get them on the ice and actually enjoying it. What I really preach to my guys is I want them actually having fun. I never want it to be work for them. And I think that's something that kind of gets lost and can potentially drive people away. So if we can figure out a way to get back to the aspect of having fun, I think that would definitely help.
It's a tough sport. It's not. It's a big ask, not like soccer or baseball or something like that.
Yeah, definitely. It's the barrier to entry is a lot different for compared to those kinds of sports. And not everybody can skate. It's a very hard thing to do.
Part of the issue is if they're just getting USA Hockey results, a lot of us have realigned ourselves with AAU. And I like all these teams are all AAU. So that was part of the issue. I think the other issue is a lot of sports now, lacrosse, baseball, are 12-month-a-year sports. So a lot of these kids, instead of playing maybe one sport in the fall, one in the winter, and one in the spring, now we're concentrating on only one. I've noticed that we've missed players because of that over the years.
Is hockey become a 12-month-a-year sport for kids involved?
Well, the Sabres are doing it. They have the Junior Sabres, and they get kids involved, and they train and practice the entire year. There are other teams that do it, but I was one way back when that said, why don't we do something called a split season, where the midget-age kids would play from August till November, and then they would shut down, and then they would be able to play high school sports so there weren't conflicts between them. But certainly some do, but luckily, like my son played baseball, and a lot of these kids play other sports too. I've got golfers. I've got all sorts of kids on this team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.